And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of February, 2016. 1792, on this day, George Washington established the U.S. Post Office Department, and Benjamin Franklin became the first Postmaster General. 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth, circled the Earth three times in the course of about 5 hours in his space capsule Friendship 7, which landed safely in the Atlantic Ocean about 800 miles off the coast of Bermuda. It was on this day in 1950 Dylan Thomas, the Welsh poet, arrived in New York City for his first American reading tour. Born raised in Swansea, Wales, Dylan Thomas, already well known for his poems such as Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night and his poem And Death Shall Have No Dominion. His first stop was a reading at the Poetry Center in New York City. Read his own poems and some by Yeats and Hardy and Theodore Rethke. About 1,000 people came to see him. Robert Lowell was there and described him as having a dumpy, absurd body, hair combed by a salad spoon, brown button, Welsh eyes always moving suspiciously or fixing on the most modest person in the room. Dylan Thomas toured the United States off and on for the next 4 years. He wrote to his wife, Caitlin, back home about New York City, "I have no idea what on earth I'm doing here in this very loud, mad middle of the last mad empire on earth. I've been to a few parties, met lots of American poets, writers, critics, hangers-on, some very pleasant, all furiously polite and hospitable. It's a nightmare, night and day. There never was such a place. I would never get used to the speed, the noise, the utter indifference of the crowds, the frightening politeness of the intellectuals, and most of all, those huge phallic towers, up and up and up, hundreds of floors into the impossible sky. I feel so terrified of this place, I hardly dare to leave my hotel room." Dylan Thomas, who died in New York City at the age of 39 after a night of heavy drinking at the White Horse Tavern in Greenwich Village. And it's the birthday of the filmmaker Robert Altman, born Kansas City, Missouri, 1925, served in World War II, flew over 50 missions in the Army Air Force, went on to direct many films, including Nashville, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, Gosford Park, and The Long Goodbye. Robert Altman, who liked to work from a basic plot, what he called a blueprint, encouraged his actors to improvise freely, liked overlapping dialogue. Altman said, "I never knew what I wanted, except that it was something I hadn't seen before." Here's a poem for today by Moira Donaldson, "When I Am Old." I'll have dewlaps and a hump and say, "What?" all the time in a cross voice. On every one of my bony, crony fingers, a ring. My lips painted with a slash of bright fuchsia. I'll drink margaritas by the tumbler full, and if my dealer dies before I do, I'll just have to look for younger suppliers. I can't imagine not being interested in sex, but if it happens, so be it. Really, I could do with a rest, complete hormonelessness. I may forget who I am and how to find my way home, but be patient. Remember, I've always been more than a little confused and never did have much of a sense of direction. If I'm completely demented, I'm depending on friends. You know who you are." When I Am Old, a poem by Moira Donaldson from Selected Poems, published by Liberty's Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turned cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.